Ninth week, second day. You are a branch on the vine. As we are branches and Christ is the vine, the most important decision that we must make in life is the choice of position we shall take in the relation to the vine. Shall we keep our consciousness, our awareness, where the branch connects with the vine, or out at the tip, far from the source of our supply, and live there exposed to every wind of emotion and desire? When a man chooses to take his stand with a true I that is united with his God, miracles begin to occur around him. This is because he lives, moves, and has his being in the creative, godlike part of his nature, instead of the created, manifest human side. People may acknowledge the miracles gratefully and celebrate, advertise, or even exploit them. But often they will turn upon the man himself and condemn him as a fanatic leading orthodox flocks astray. Father, may our lives be hid with Christ in thee. May our thoughts, our will, our hopes be thine. In humility and sincerity, we regret our efforts to defend thee with condemnation toward any who are not yet comforted by thy blessing. May Christ's redemptive love and his matchless grace blot these transgressions on our part from the book of thy remembrance, so that we may start afresh each day as newborn children of our Father, heirs and co-heirs of thy beloved Son, brothers and partners with mankind. May the aching open wounds of our spirits be healed by the heavenly transfusions of Christ's blood, mercifully restoring the ears that the locusts have eaten. May his love and his joy flow through us until we are healed by a perfect welding as branches to the vine. Then, beloved Father, we thank thee for the peace that passeth understanding of men, and peace when we are one with thee. Make us thy chosen and ordained apostles to draw others through the sincerity of our words, the geniusness of our love, and the contagion of our joy, into blessed oneness with thee. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.